Well, the Orioles have blown it open in the sixth inning. I asked Jacob Calvin-Meyer yesterday, where are they putting the Tyler O'Neill statue at, Jason? He has gone deep again. A three-run shot, and
you should put it in Norfolk, because that's where he spends most of his time rehabbing from this, that, or the other.
A three-run shot, and then it was back-to-back. The Razor hit a solo shot, but we'll update the game in a few, because we got to go out to one winning drive, a scorching hot one winning drive. Ken Wyman joins us. And Ken, let's start with the injury news. We were a little concerned yesterday. Jair Alexander, Rashad Bateman, they both missed practice yesterday. They're back on the practice field today. How did they look?
They look fine, guys. Jair Alexander came out and immediately he was part of either the first or second play of full practice and got a pass breakup immediately, and of course you could hear him talking immediately. He's playing to the crowd when he's on the sidelines, doing his seatbelt thing. That guy's a character, man, but he looks completely fine. Babin looks fine. Wouzier's out there practicing. He looks fine. So it looks like, I guess, early on they've dodged some serious injury bullets.
So this is apparently a day off for the two kickers. Big Looper struggles. Now he's got an extra day to stew on it. What do you think about that, and are you surprised that they're getting a scheduled day off for two, you know, kids right out of college, less than a week into this, when there haven't exactly been the most strenuous practices to begin with?
Well, Hoyland just kicked. He went 5 for 6, missing a 51-yarder. But I am surprised at Looper. I did see him. He came out of the locker room during practice and then sat and watched while Hoyland did the kicking. I'm a little surprised after he had a rough day that he hasn't kicked as of yet.
Have there been any standouts thus far, Ken?
Devontae Walker made a really nice sliding hand catch.
There you go.
Nate Wiggins, nice PBU on DeAndre Hopkins. They were really battling on the sidelines. Hopkins eventually caught it, but out of bounds. But Wiggins, talking to some people who are out here every day, they basically are unanimous saying if you had to pick a guy who's had the best camp so far, it's Wiggins early on. As Sanusi Kane depleted Keaton Mitchell at one point.
Hey, Keaton Mitchell, jeez.
Yeah, and Bo Braid crushed Marcus Major running the football. So it's been a spirited practice.
I thought they weren't going to be in pads. Are they in full pads?
Yeah, they're in pads.
Oh, they're back in full pads. Oh, okay.
They're in pads, and they're hitting.
Scale 1 to 10, how hot is it, Gigi?
Well, it's if I could scale it, I'm soaked through my shirt hot.
Did you bring a second shirt as recommended?
Good question.
I did not. It's performance, so I'm hoping
doing
it'll
this
just
performance
sort of
thing
do itself. If I were bald, you could cook an egg on my head, but fortunately, I'm not bald.
Now, my weather app, and obviously, we're not in Owings Mills, but it says it feels like 101. So, balmy.
It's warm. It's significantly warm. I don't know what it was yesterday, but I'm guessing that's the highlight so far is the heat.
Is it the highlight?
Well,
that'd be the low light.
It's the standout. I don't know how you
standout,
want to put it.
There you go.
It's basically like I can feel myself cooking as I was waiting for you to bring me on. I'm sitting behind the shed and I could just feel my skin baking.
We've buried the lead. Is Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman out there, and is there food?
No food. They had food yesterday, though.
Yes.
They did not let the media know there was going to be food, so it was a bit of a surprise. Coleman was here, but I don't think he's here anymore. Maybe disappointed that there's no food, and I think he went to the Orioles, is my guess.
That makes sense.
Well, as we were walking out to the field, I did see Aloysius.
It's a veteran move.
Did not bring an abacus, I know, after our counting incident yesterday. But I do not think he's here. I have not seen him on the sidelines here during practice.
All right, Ken, get back out there. You should have brought another shirt.
Yeah, I think I've lost 7 pounds.
That's good.
That's nice.
So, that's positive.
Yeah, I can't complain about that. And it doesn't. I'm behind the Spotta Pot, so it's
smells
Phoenix.
Nice.
Yeah, that must be
100 degrees right by a Spotta Pot. That smells really nice. Well, Ken, we'll see you around 4:30.
Performance, baby, yeah, sure. Performance.
Keep it cool.
Performance shirts.
Yes.
Save everything.
Before we step out, just updating you on the Orioles score. Colton Cowser drove in Cedric Mullins. It is now 10-3 Orioles.
Yeah, Estrada has completely melted down for the Jays. No control, hitting people, giving up long balls. And then when the Orioles have popped it up, it's found green grass. It's bunch of Bermuda Triangle balls. So Toronto now, man, if you're Toronto, you go into this second game desperately looking for a win. I mean, you get swept in this doubleheader and you're down the first three games of this series. I get it. They've got a little lead on the Yankees. But again, I just wonder about their psyche. They've been on a magic carpet ride, and it's been a lot of home wins. They start losing 3, 4, 5 in a row. How do they respond?
That's what I was going to say. What's interesting about Toronto, they've been dominant at home. If they lose this game, looking likely, they will be two games below 500 away from Toronto.
Yeah. So they you know, we'll see if they can figure something out here. They got a lefty on the mound in the second game who's pitched really well. That could be a little tough.
Charlie Morton in what could be his final start in Baltimore. It was shaky, but he delivered a quality start. 6 innings, 3 earned, 8 hits, 3 walks, 2 Ks.
He battled. There was a lot of handshakes and embraces afterwards. This is the end of his stint as an Oriole player. He may be there as a spectator for game two or tomorrow's game. They obviously don't play Thursday. So this is it for him. Pretty remarkable how he salvaged a season that looked utterly lost by early May. I mean, he looked like he looked like he forgot how to pitch.
The fact that we're having a discussion about Charlie Morton being a trade chip after April is
pretty
really
phenomenal.
Remarkable, and he deserves a ton of credit for that for sure. Well, at 3:15, we're going to go around baseball. It's our Twib Notes. Aaron Judge, he's banged up. Could the Rays end up being sellers? Whatever the heck's going on with the Emmanuel Clase situation, we'll get into that at 3:15. But coming up next, it's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Want to ask Bordy his thoughts on Adley. Just how crucial are these final 2 months of the season? We'll also talk trade deadline and the offensive explosion. Now 44 runs in their last 3+ games. Unbelievable. Bordy is next.